This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
And I'm here with Vivek Ramachandran, the founder and CEO of SquareX, found online at sqrx.com. Vivek, welcome to the hot seat and tell us about browser native security.
Thanks so much for having me on the show, Gary. Really excited to be here. Yeah, so browser native security, you know, has been something which everybody's talking about. And we've been lucky enough that we started pretty early, you know, in browser security. And what this whole space is about, detecting, blocking, helping organize threat hunt attacks, which are happening against their employees, you know, when they are just pretty much just visiting the web, doing their daily work, personal as well as company work.
So Vivek, a lot of people have moved from working at work in the office in a secure environment with a secure PC to working from home with who knows what's on the PC. They're in the cloud, they're VPNing in, they're from all different places. I believe post-COVID, at least 50% of people are now working remote. Doesn't this increase the risk to corporations for data leakage and data loss?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, the network perimeter is now extending into people's homes, into coffee shops, into pretty much, you know, wherever any of your employees ends up going. And, you know, Gary, you're very right. What attackers have figured out is, you know, employees are much more easier gullible targets. And at the very same time, now when you're away from your, you know, parent network, your enterprise network, connected to random Wi-Fis and whatnot, you know, coffee shops, airport Wi-Fi, it's very easy now for attackers to target individuals. And that is why this has become such a big concern, compounded with the fact that employees now spend 90% of their time in the web browser, accessing SaaS applications, internal websites. And at the very same time, you know, almost every employee out there, unless you really lock down their computers, probably has their personal Gmail open alongside with, you know, the office webmail. So the lines are very blurry, and that is really what is compounding this problem.
So people are using social media during working hours, and in fact, using social media accounts for work. People are moving files online, either in their email or through the web with their email or an email client. But also what's interesting is the content that people experience and move through Dropbox and LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook. It's changed. The dynamics have changed. And I think there's a lot of malicious attacks people aren't even aware about. They're not aware of scripts, script kiddie code. You know, has it gone away? What if I'm uploading or downloading malware? Is this the back door to our networks, people just in their browser?
Absolutely. And you brought up a lot of, you know, interesting points. I can tell you a lot of organizations even worry about, I mean, file uploads is a perfect example, right? So if you have the company Google Drive, as well as your personal, you know, kind of account logged into, a lot of times inadvertently, and of course, this is also insider attack, someone may end up uploading a confidential document into their personal Google Drive versus the company one. Like, both look the same. You know, there isn't any immediate visual indication as to this is your company versus this is your personal. Now, simple things like that, but then moving on to more complex attacks where, you know, attackers go ahead, target employees, have them download things. You know, once they open it up, that contains ransomware. A very, very recent attack which happened, almost all organizations whitelist GitHub, right? Your developers are working there, your testers are working there. So attackers ended up zipping ransomware, password protecting it, putting it up on GitHub. That completely subverted your organizational policies. And when someone ends up downloading that, they probably think, hey, you know what? My corporate policies have already been honored. And once they open, you know, such a file, they get infected. So attackers have figured out that targeting employees is a lot easier. And at the very same time, you know, now employees have keys to the kingdom, right? If you're working remotely, you have access to, you know, the company Google Drive, you know, other storage devices, which means once an attacker compromises you, he can compromise the keys to the kingdom.
So Vivek, a lot of folks have traditional technologies and tools to defend their networks and defend their cloud experiences and their apps and their users. In this area of browser, they all think their secure web gateway or their web app firewall is doing it for them. Tell us why it's failing.
Yeah, you brought up a very good point. So secure web gateways are nothing but SSL intercepting proxies. And, you know, this technology was almost invented over a decade back. And back then, Gary, you know, web applications were very simple. You might still remember, you know, very basic HTML, CSS based pages. Then Web 2.0 happened, rich internet applications happened, and now apps that we interact with through the browser are crazy complex. Now, unfortunately, secure web gateways are trying to detect application layer attacks, but looking at network layer traffic of just HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Additionally, they have no context of user interaction. They have no notion of tabs and windows, and they are literally looking at, you know, traffic from hundreds of thousands of enterprise users all mixed up together. So without all of that context, it is very difficult to detect attacks. And I can give you two very simple examples. Imagine you have 10 tabs open and you're working in one, and maybe one of the sites you've opened, you know, an attacker may have compromised, and he ends up dropping a file download without you ever clicking on anything. Now, a secure web gateway, because all it's looking at is network traffic, it has no clue that this download happened, you know, asynchronously with Gary never having clicked on anything. Now, for a browser security solution sitting right there, this is a massive red flag, because if Gary didn't want a file to be downloaded, why is it being downloaded, right? And similarly, clipboard, we all very casually copy paste data here and there. And a malicious site or an attacker with who may have injected a malicious piece of JavaScript on a known site that you visit could read the clipboard. But now when that data is going, a secure web gateway doesn't know, was this a form submission? Is this session data or is this just gibberish? And I think without all of that rich context, it is impossible to detect application layer attacks. And that is why secure web gateways, SWGs, are failing so miserably today.
That's amazing. So you are going to disrupt the market with a browser-based solution. How's it deployed? Where does it work? How does it function?
So, you know, when you look at browser security, of course, for any security solution to be really great, it needs full visibility. And the place that you have full visibility when it comes to web attacks targeting your employees is the web browser. So that just became the most logical place to build a security solution. So SquareX's solution product ends up running in the browser as a browser extension, monitors activity, looks at things like DOM changes, browser events, user interaction, you know, how the browser is rendering different things on your screen, takes all of that and runs ML algorithms, policy evaluators, all in the browser as WASM modules or WebAssembly. And based upon that, we do all of that detection entirely locally on the user's browser itself.
That's incredible. Vivek, so if I have different experiences through my browser, which happen every day, I visit websites, I get invited to open links to visit websites. Some sites are running scripts. I haven't looked at the source code of all the scripts on all the sites I've gone to. People send me files all the time. Here's a new article for the magazine to click to download. And then some sites you'll visit where they're tricking you with the content, and it's obvious to me that they're phishing using the browser. Can you protect in all those scenarios?
Yeah, very, very good questions, Gary. So I think there are so many complex workflows that a person goes through when he's working on the browser, right? To your point, almost 60-70% is really spent on new third-party websites that you end up discovering via links sent to you or via links on social media and where not. Similarly, files that we download. So what SquareX has done is, you know, apart from the typical allow and block, we also have something called isolate. And here is what it does. Now, as you said, so many people end up sending you, you know, links to documents about, you know, interesting news that they want you to feature and whatnot. Now, if I went ahead and said, Gary, this is an external person, you aren't allowed to view this, I think this is suspicious, you are going to uninstall that security solution the very next day. So what we realized is security solutions should not get in the way of productivity. And that is really where what we do in that exact scenario is, you could click and we would say, Gary, this looks suspicious. Why don't you open this up in our disposable file viewer? And that is nothing but a cloud viewer projects back into your browser completely seamlessly, with which you can open links, open documents of any format from any third-party person that who knows you may even be suspicious about, with zero chances of ever getting your local computer infected, because all of that runs in our cloud containers, completely sandboxed, but projected back very easily to another browser tab. So you can pretty much just go about your daily work without worrying about security.
That is almost too good to be true. The biggest challenge that we have in cybersecurity is the end user experience. If we take away their fun and their easy, they get mad. It has to be fun. It has to be easy. You know, a lot of us have tough day jobs, but people want to be on social media. They want to communicate. They want to get things done. They want to take breaks. And they're in their browser all day doing all different things, personal emails, going on Amazon, buying things. Maybe they're on eBay. Maybe they're on Alibaba, whatever. The experience could be seamless, but there are so many threats. And if you block access to what could have been good content, then you've ruined the experience. The sandboxing sounds phenomenal and tremendous. How scalable is the solution, and who do you sell to? Is it for small, medium, large? Who can buy this, and how is it deployed?
Yeah. So, Gary, what we do is at this point in time, we support all three major cloud services, AWS, GCP, and Azure. So let's say, you know, a new customer comes on board. They have an option to select any of these cloud providers in any jurisdiction. They can even go down right to the data center and say, I need something in the Houston, Texas data center of AWS. So that way, all of the jurisdictional data governance and all of that is taken care of. Now, because we run all of this in cloud native workloads, the scalability is as much as the cloud. I would hate to use the word infinite, because even, you know, existing cloud service isn't infinite, but it scales to pretty much, I mean, currently we are deploying hundreds of thousands of these containers used with one of the freemium versions of an extension we released from people all over the world. Now, typically our customers are very large enterprises, primarily, you know, over 10,000 employees. And that is really where at scale, it is impossible for a security team to go about figuring out what's happening on every user's browser. And interestingly, even though that was our initial ICP, we've had medium-sized businesses come over to us, roughly 500 to 800 people teams, and try to use us more as a one-stop solution where they don't need any of these cloud proxies. And at the very same time, you know, due to the isolation feature we have, brings down the need for even endpoint security. Because if you aren't downloading suspicious third-party files onto your computer, for what it's worth, endpoint security isn't going to be doing much. So that is typically who we are selling to at this point.
Got it. And Vivek, I'm assuming, and I'd love to learn more, that you have an awesome dashboard. And that maybe, and I'd love to know if you have plugins or connectors to other SIEM/SIM source solutions, MDR, XDR, whatever. But I'm guessing, I'd love to learn more about that. And also, what is the experience for a SOC analyst? Folks can learn a lot in cybersecurity if they get this browser level attack data.
Absolutely. So Gary, what we've done is, you know, we know that in a security workflow, which is the users are visiting random websites every day, and all of that data goes into our enterprise portal where, you know, administrators have applied rules and policies. And interestingly, here's something we do. You mentioned SOC analysts. That's a great question. What ends up happening is, let's say you've deployed endpoint security and you get to know that the user downloaded something malicious. Now, unfortunately, in your admin terminal, all you see is w32.generic.macro.27918, right? and you're like, okay, this is so generic, I really don't know how attackers are targeting my organization. And most security solutions today, unfortunately, don't give you access to that possibly malicious file. And without that, SOC analysts, as well as, you know, people trying to do incident response and whatnot, have no clue what's going on. So what we allow you to do is turn on a little policy attribute which says acquire asset. And the moment you turn that on, anytime that we figure out that a downloaded file is suspicious, we go ahead, send it to our servers, where now you can launch that in a full-blown malware analysis sandbox so that you can really look at the file and say, this was exactly what was happening. And I think that's something a lot of folks we spoke to absolutely love, because now you have a lot more visibility into exactly the attack versus a very generic, you know, description of what might have happened.
So you are the last mile in attack detection, mitigation, and actually understanding what's going on.
Absolutely. Look, my background over the past 20 years has been offensive cybersecurity. The previous company I did and sold, Pentester Academy, we trained Fortune 500 companies. So one of the big things I've realized is without giving security teams full visibility, you aren't really teaching them what is going on, and you aren't really teaching them how to prepare for future attacks. And that is really where we wanted to make sure this last mile on the browser is taken, not just taken care of, but security teams have full visibility into attacks where they can now uncover trends on how their organization is being targeted, which was previously not possible.
Vivek, this is incredible. And there are folks going in the browser security space and claiming they offer browser security, but you do it in a different, more comprehensive way, don't you?
Yes. So I think, you know, Gary, browser security, I mean, and this is what happens when, you know, large organizations like Gartner and Forrester come in and they start naming things. So I think Gartner came in and named, you know, enterprise browsers and browser security. And now, unfortunately, people tend to confuse what is what. So there is this space, enterprise browsers, and primarily what they do is they give you their own browser built off Chromium, a monolithic application which all your employees have to download and install. And once that is done, that is the only way that you can access your internal websites or certain SaaS websites like Salesforce and whatnot. Now, in highly regulated environments, I think something like this works, but I'm not sure how many employees are going to be excited when you tell them that they can't use, you know, Firefox or Safari or, you know, regular Chrome. So that is one big problem. The other, of course, is they do not look at web attack detection, you know, threat hunting and all of that, which is the entire part that we cover.
How long does it take? Let's say I have 10,000 employees. How long does it take, or how quickly can I get SquareX deployed?
Yeah, great question. So I think, you know, very simply, your organization gets onboarded, you import your users. We support, as you mentioned, all possible integrations with, you know, SAML, SSO, AD, whatnot. And once you've done that, we have kind of bootstrapped a bunch of policies which you can just get started with and then just deploy that extension using a group policy. So I would say within a few hours, you should be able to deploy this within your organization and actually start seeing what's going on, you know, on your employees' browsers in real time.
Vivek, that is fantastic. I think you are disrupting the industry and you're going to make a lot of waves in a good direction to stop breaches and get folks ahead of the latest threats. I'm very impressed. I've got to say, our folks need to go to sqrx.com and learn more. Vivek, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share with our viewers and listeners?
Yeah, so, you know, we talked about secure web gateways and how they're coming of age. But of course, you know, Gary, SASE SSE, which is really, you know, secure web gateways is a part of that offering, a $40 billion industry today. So what we've done is fundamental research where this year at DEF CON, the world's largest hacker conference, we are doing a main stage attack where we will actually unveil a new tool to show organizations that if you totally only rely on secure web gateways, malware, malicious websites can all trivially bypass it. So I think that is something the whole team is excited about. I'm excited about. DEF CON is just you know, a month and a half away. So if any of your viewers is going to be there at DEF CON, please come to our talk. If you're going to be there at Black Hat, we have a booth. Please come over.
Oh, I'm definitely sending one of our reporters. We're going to spotlight you. You guys are going places. Folks, you heard it here first. Vivek Ramachandran is the founder and CEO of SquareX, an amazing innovative cybersecurity company, SQRX.com. Visit him online, visit him live at Black Hat and DEF CON, and learn more about browser native security, the last mile of attack detection and mitigation.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.